Hi everyone, this is Coconut English. Welcome to Julie's Morning English Class. As a thing runs, an hour was too entailing, and another thing goes, another bird catches a worm. So what are you going to get at this morning? Do you follow me? And I'm hoping we can spend wonderful and meaningful time here. We've a way of indicating that speakers shared a similar experience.It's a very simple sentence, and you can't be familiar with it anymore. Guess what it is? Let's listen to the following meaning situation and dialogue to get the answer. It happens between two co-workers who are talking about salary.
My salary is so small that I can't pay my bills.
I've been there. You need to look for something better.
Okay, all my dear listeners, have you got the answer? It is.
I've been there.
I've been there is similar to saying, it was the same for me. The Chinese for it is,
我也那样过，我也经历过，我可以理解你的心情。
If someone burdens his mind to you, this word said by you can play a role to console him.More examples well picked from popular American films or TV series. Let's take a look at. Believe me, I can understand. I've been there. Believe me, I can understand. I've been there. I've been there. We are human. I've been there. We are human.Being there, done that. Being there, done that. What's more, another situation and dialogue, let's have a look at. It happens between two close friends who are talking about working in another country. Even though I got a job overseas, I'm lonely and miss my family. I've been there.You will escape from your homesickness. Okay, all my dear listeners, next, I need your cooperation. Be active and answer my questions. Finish listening to the following two dialogues. First of all, I tell you my questions.My questions are as follows. Number one, what does John complain about and why? Number two, how does Mary console John and how does Mary advise him? Number three, is Richard satisfied with working overseas? Why? Number four,How does Rose console Richard? And what does Rose advise him? Now, listen to the following two dialogues again. Dialogue 1. My salary is so small that I can't pay my bills. I've been there. You need to look for something better.Dialogue 2. Even though I got a job overseas, I'm lonely and miss my family. I've been there. You will have to escape from your homesickness. The suggestive answers are as follows. Number 1. John complains about his salary.Because his salary is so small that he can't pay his bills. Number 2. She consoles him by saying, I've been there, and she advises him to look for a better job. Number 3. No, he doesn't, because he feels alone, which comes off thinking of his family. Number 4. She consoles him by saying, I've been there, and she advises him to escape from his homesickness. Today, we've learned one short sentence using spoken English. I've been there. Let's go later today and be an early bird tomorrow morning to watch your Julie's morning English class from Coconut English. Thank you for your participation in today's study activity. See you next time. I think it's not your face as a dream or sleep. Hoping and wondering if you think of me. Asking myself, does he exist? Does he even know who I am? Or does he even know my name?